Leaders have moments where they're truly tested. And at those moments, they have to see, can they embrace the crisis, fix the situation, or is all lost? And I think you have that in Korach, meaning Moshe's leadership and the very integrity of all that he's done is questioned by Korach. It's seconded by Adat Korach, all of his followers, and it seems to be gaining momentum. And God says to Moshe, that's it. Go away from this evil, wicked group of people, and I'll destroy them in a moment. And that was Moshe's out. When God says that to Moshe, Moshe can say, listen, I have always followed the dictates of God. God wants me to move away from them. I'll move away and let them get hit by God. Let them feel a little bit of the pain and the suffering that they deserve for what they're doing. And yet what happens immediately in the very next pasuk is Moshe turns to Aaron and says, I want you to take the ketores. I want you to go amongst the people and I want you to save them. And I think that that is such a critical moment in the parasha. And that's such a critical moment in leadership. Because Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have to do that. Moshe Rabbeinu could easily, justifiably so, walk away from the situation. But that's not what leaders do. When leaders have tough moments, when things are very challenging, especially in a situation like that, leaders confront, they work, they fix. That's what they're supposed to do at that point in time. And what does Moshe do? Moshe is able to be bigger than that. And Moshe is able to say, the people really hit me hard in a really painful place, but I'm willing to defend them and I'm willing to continue to work for them. It is incredibly impactful because I think that that defines the way we view leadership throughout not only the Torah, but throughout Jewish history. The leader will be assaulted on many fronts, but he can't or she can't give up her faith, his belief in the people. And so Moshe Rabbeinu says, I won't. I'm not going to walk away. I'm not going to take the easy way out. I'm going to do that which is incredibly challenging. How many stories do we hear of leaders who are so badly treated by their constituency, and yet they said, I have a moral obligation. That's what I signed up for when I became a leader. If your goal in leadership is to do it with integrity and to do what's right for the people, not just to hold on to the position for yourself, then there's no moment like this that will rock the foundation. No moment like this that will change your moral compass. Moshe Rabbeinu was put to the ultimate test, and he passes. And how does he pass? He passes with flying colors. Have a good day.